Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. This is Paul Adams. And Mark Schatz is here today with me, and we are so excited to be beginning a new study today as we open up to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, and we study in this book that God has given us that was written by Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. When we think about some things about this book, Mark, we see there that this is Peter, Simon Peter, one of the apostles that wrote this, as Peter was taking his message primarily to the Jews. We know that Paul went to the Gentiles, but there was much crossover there. Near the end of this book, we see that he wrote it with Silvanus being there, and he wrote it from Rome. And the date of this book that we look at being around 63 or 64 AD would put it very near the end of Peter's life. And so let's jump right in there, and let's go ahead and read verses 1 and 2 and see who it is that Peter's writing to.
Beginning in verse 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you, and peace be multiplied.
As we were looking at this book to kind of give an overview of it before we began, so we kind of got an idea of how Peter's writing and for what purpose, we notice, Mark, that he's talking to them about some of the trials that they're going to undergo and pointing them towards some spiritual good, pointing them towards some messages of hope. And he begins by how he addresses them. And I think that's an important part of this. He calls them pilgrims.
When you look at the idea of pilgrims, you can even think in the history of our country when it was settled. Pilgrims are people who are scattered, or they're away from their land, their homeland. And he writes that here, the idea of these pilgrims, using that word would evoke in these people the idea that they're not home, that they're traveling, that they're on a journey possibly. And we're going to see that as we go through here. Because when we finished up James, the last few radio programs, we saw that James near the end was writing, telling Christians how they were to behave while they were here on this earth, waiting for the Lord to return. And Peter's writing to a similar group of people. They're here on this earth, and they're waiting for the Lord to return, or they're on this journey here on this earth. And he uses the word pilgrims to indicate the idea of that journey and of their not being home, as it were, finally.
As we look at the regions that he talks about, these people being from Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, as we see those places, we realize those are not part of the Jewish homeland. And so if Peter is writing to Jewish Christians, they would have been familiar with the idea of being a pilgrim. Maybe they were taken away in one of the captivities, and how they would have to travel back to Jerusalem for the feasts when they were Jews. But now they have come to be Christians, and they would have an understanding of the idea of being pilgrims, not being at home. And that is something that we all need to get in our minds, is how we're not at home. We look forward to a time we'll be at home with the Lord, when we'll be in heaven. But as we walk through this world, it is just a temporary place for us to be. And I think you point out something very important there. Mark, as we look here about how he addresses them in verse 2, did you notice anything there that might help us to see how Peter regards these Christians?
Well, he seems to assume the best of them and regard them highly. He says that they are the elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. And he talks about how in sanctification, these are sanctified people. They're set apart for a holy purpose. And he talks about for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Peter here seems to have a high opinion of these Christians. As we'll continue through the study in Peter, you'll see that they have areas that they need to improve on, just like any Christian. They're going to be growing. They're going to be sinning, making mistakes, trying to do better. They're going to be trying to put off the old man and put on the new. And he mentions that as he goes through here. But right out in the beginning, he calls them the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
Excellent. And so what you're saying is that these were not perfect people, but here he looks at who they are because they're Christians. You mentioned that they're elect according to the foreknowledge of God. They're chosen. And that God knew from the very beginning that he would send Christ. And those who would be in Christ would be those chosen ones. Those who would make the choice to obey the gospel would be the ones that God would choose to save. Some have said it that he chose the plan. Do you see anything that would guide us in that kind of thinking here?
Yeah, it says that it talks about the idea of being the elect according to the foreknowledge of God. That God would know who the elect were. They would be the ones who would be sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ as we look down through there. That's what he's talking about here. Paul, it was interesting to note here that he's writing to these people who are scattered throughout the Roman Empire, and he mentions those things, that they were elect, they were sanctified, they were obedient, they were cleansed. All of those ideas are spiritual ideas. They may have been physically living in the Roman Empire, the Roman world. They may have had that physical existence where they were living, but he's drawing their attention to the spiritual beings that they are, the spiritual qualities that they had, and he'll continue to do that throughout the book. Here next week, we'll talk about their heavenly inheritance, drawing their mind towards God. But there's the elect. They're scattered throughout the Roman Empire, but they have these spiritual qualities that God knew that they would have someday.
Isn't that a great thing to realize, that they were these pilgrims? While their physical condition may have been troubling, there may have been persecution by this time that is being brought on living under that Roman Empire. But even though their outward condition is so poor, that they're pilgrims. They're not at home, but they're going home. And you point toward that inheritance that he talks of there. And I think that's a great point to make. And when we read about there that the elect and the foreknowledge of God, that they have the sanctification of the Spirit, they are holy people, he calls them. They're obedient people. They are cleansed people. He says sanctification of the Spirit for obedience. He says sprinkling of the blood of Christ. These people have been cleansed by the blood of Christ. What a wonderful way to greet them and to encourage them. Maybe a reminder of, don't forget who you are. You're God's people. You are those holy, sanctified people. You are those ones who have obeyed the gospel. You are those ones who have been cleansed, and it took the blood of Christ to cleanse you. And so just remember who you are. It's important for us to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it's important for us to remember who we are. But I'm excited about this passage, too, because scattered throughout the Roman Empire were these Christians that were being persecuted, and they'd been scattered, and they were pilgrims. They weren't at their home. They weren't home yet. But it's interesting to note that Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and God knew who they were and that they were special to God, and they were his sanctified people. And he wanted to tell them through Peter here how they need to live in that environment to be successful and gain a heavenly inheritance.
Peter then offers up his greeting to them. For peoples whose world has been turned upside down, who are falling into what we're going to read about, various trials, they were grieved by those, he offers them grace and peace.
It's always a good thing to remember when you're a Christian, faithful to God, that you may not be home, you may be struggling, you may be on a journey, you may be surrounded by people who don't love God, but that God knows you and that you can have grace and you can have peace no matter what your circumstances or no matter where you are.
The amazing grace of God, the peace that passes all understanding, we can have in Christ. We hope that you're as excited about this study as we are. We hope you'll join us each week as we take a few verses from 1 Peter and we study through this book. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll join us again next week for a few more minutes of truth.
Savior, like a shepherd.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.